are people that did their best for Tariqah. There are people, they did their everything they could for Tariqah. But still they are under bombardment. As we said previously in the previous association, that Grand Sheikh said, I am going to keep bombarding you, non-stop. It's not because he doesn't like us, no. He loves everyone. Mawlana loves everyone. Awliya Allah loves everyone. They bombard them because they love them. If you have a child who is not your child, you care if he does something wrong or bad? Don't care. Who cares? But if it's your child, what you do? You try to teach him how to be well off, you say, to be raised, to become
disciplined.
If you leave the ego to itself, the ego has a sickness, has an illness of seeing itself so huge. Then if you leave it, you lose everything. You are nothing anymore. You might fall from paradise to hellfire. One small mistake, it takes you away. Look, Sayyidina Adam. And tariqa is not something you can play with. With awliya Allah is very, very, very difficult, because their barometer, their thermometer, their scale is very sensitive. Like you go to a grocery store, you go to a wholesaler that sell in big bags, 100 pounds, 200 pounds, 100 kilo, 200 kilos. They have these big scales, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they adjust with their hands, not like today is electronic. They adjust by their hands. So it is more half a pound, 1 kilo. It's okay, because you are buying in big stock. You go to a grocery store, small grocery store, they have a scale and they put weights, but it's more accurate because it's a grocery store. You go to a jeweler, his scale must be very accurate because little bit off the weight, it is big money. In engineering, to build a building, like our friend, perfectionist, has to be very up to the millimeter, or else the whole building will fall down. Cannot play with that. When you are in Maqamul Ihsan, purification the self, purification of the self, is very it's very delicate. You cannot let anything might and at any moment what you call it, stink you.
Sting you.
Sting you. Because if it sting you and it's poisonous, what happens? Like the bees, when it's it becomes inflated, and sore, and become big,
swollen.
If you leave it swollen, the whole body will be aching. If you don't cure it quickly, immediately, when you have a gangrene, they say cut it, or else the whole body will be eaten. So. In tariqa, in there are cases that you have to cure them with the highest level of perfection according to the level of that person, or else it will be a disaster. Everyone can, like here is a small building, you can blow it with a small weapon. A big building, you don't see them when they want to bring it down, demolish it. C4. I don't know how they do it.
C4.
What?
C4 explosives.
C4, my expert. He was veteran. C4, and the whole building collapsed, cave inside itself with no damage on the sides. So you don't want to have damage on the sides. You have to bring it back down to its place. So when you we were young, we were saying, oh, why Maulana is bombarding us? We did this, 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 we did this. Yeah, because we did this, he is bombarding us. If we did not do anything, don't care, he is nothing. When all, like you here, very disciplined, mashallah, I'm being bombarded, you are being bombarded. You think Maulana does not bombard me? Ask some people who travels with me and they will tell you if Maulana bombards me or not. Everyone will get his share. Alhamdulillah, I am here the highest, so I'm bombarded. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless those who supported me here and give them happiness.
Amen.
And make them more and more better.
Amen.
And because I'm not someone that who is not thankful.
Allah.
I'm thankful to everyone, especially to you. That's reminding me of saying Allah. I'm thankful for everyone. And but I have a duty. I cannot come outside of my duty. Whatever it's coming, it's coming. We must be happy because it's a cleansing process for myself and for you. Because when I speak, I'm speaking first to myself all the time. Grand Sheikh and Maulana Sheikh Nazim said, all the time, don't think you are better than the others. You are dissimilar to, in my eyes, to everyone. When you speak to yourself. He used to, Grand Sheikh, say, I'm speaking to myself first from my Sheikh. And Maulana Sheikh Nazim say, I'm speaking to myself, then to the others. I'm speaking also to myself and trying to remind myself that you are the worst of everything. So don't raise your head. So all of us, we have our shortcomings.
Yeah.
So we don't need anyone to cry or anyone to be sad or anyone to be... we want everyone to be happy. That's why I said this is a huge grant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah granted us without us doing anything to be in that golden chain.
SubhanAllah.
It's a golden chain. What you want better than golden chain? It's a chain that you are in it. You cannot come out. You are locked inside. From day of promises, you are locked inside it. No way out of it. You find a hole to go out, there is no hole. It's perfect. Perfect chain. Yes, everyone is inside, and the one that holding the opening is in the hand of Maulana Sheikh. No one can pull anything out. Then Maulana Sheikh and his chain is in the hand of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with all Awliya Allah and their chains are in the Divine Presence. Be happy. Don't get sad. Say, oh, bombard more, get all from these stories more.
Amen.
Fatiha. I have one half door. Not one door, half door.
Window?
No, no. There is in the door, there is a small door there. You see sometimes they have the main door of the castle and there is a small door there that people can go through. Yeah, but that is for someone special. For Sahil. Don't begin to speculate who is that. It's a lady, not a man. In order to cut the speculation. Someone that did her best for Tariqat and did her best for Maulana Sheikh. She is a very small door to Maulana Sheikh. She was running here, was running there, still running here, running there. Everyone knows her. May Allah give her happiness.
Amen.
Hurmat al-Fatiha. Anything else? Anyone guessed correct? Who is that one? Anyone knows? His wife. How are you, Yasin? Representation is very difficult. Representation sometimes it's so sensitive, like a hair. Many times I feel to run away and say to Maulana, I'm running away. Can't be. I'm stuck. Anything else? Yes.
I would like to thank all the young people who helped me.
Yeah. Before that, people take all the young people. Don't leave young or old. Before, I am renewing everyone bay'ah in order to make sure that your bay'ah is corrected. The shoulder. Sit on the floor. Sit. Ashhadu an la
ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه
ومن أوفى بما عهد عليه الله سيؤتي أجرا عظيما. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا. سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا وبالقرآن كتابا والله على ما نقول وكيل. وقبلنا بسيد الشيخ محمد ناظم الحقاني شيخا ومرشدا. Are you accepting مولانا الشيخ ناظم to be your sheikh?
Yes.
Are you accepting?
Yes.
Are you accepting?
Yes.
الله
الله الله حق الله 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 حق الله 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 حق
إلى حضرة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وآله وصحبه الكرام وإخوان الأنبياء والمرسلين وخدماء الشرائع والأرواح الأئمة الأربعة والأرواح مشايخنا في طريقة النقشبندية العلية خاصة وروح إمام الطريقة وغوث الخليفة هجبها الدين النقشبندي محمد ويسي البخاري حضرة أستاذنا سيدنا سلطان الأولياء سيد شاه الله الفاز الدار الثاني سيد الشيخ محمد ناظم الحقاني عبد الخالق الوزدياني وآل ختم الخاجقين سائر ساداتنا صدقين الفاتح. Yalla. This was a message from Maulana Sheikh. It's a message for everyone. And Maulana is saying more up on top of that, that small door, that within that door that Allah gave to that person who gave whatever was possible to Maulana Sheikh is Hadiya Mir Ahmadi. Allah give her happiness and support her in her life and in her future. And she, with all these tests that happened to her in Lebanon, Afghanistan, here in Washington, she never moved from the main line to the heart of Maulana Sheikh Nazim. Amin. Allahi tawfiq wa hurmat al-Fatiha. He considered her like his daughter. Inshallah, all of us will be like that.
Ameen.
That Maulana will take us as his children.
Ameen.
And everyone else. Wa min Allahi tawfiq. Ya Allah.